Make another seven-goal thriller on a Tuesday night. I could get used to these. You must be delighted with that one tonight.
I could get used to them, so long as they're in our favour. I'm absolutely thrilled by it. You know, it was a performance of real high quality, attacking play. We kept the ball, we moved it about. I did fancy our front four against them, I have to be honest. And yet they got some quality as well. You know, they had a few chances, but we could have scored more. I thought it was a really good performance.
Front four was so fluid, weren't they? And amongst them, you brought Martin Waghorn in. He scored one, created three, Burson's full league debut. They were here, there and everywhere. And it must have been a nightmare to play against from Sunderland's perspective.
We did a bit of work on the training ground just yesterday morning. It was about that front four being mobile and fluid and not being in. We didn't want wingers. You know, I didn't want Didsy playing out there, come and play narrow and pick the ball up, and likewise Waggy. And of course, he's scored his goal from coming from the left and attacking. He started on the right, so he likes getting in the box, Waggy, though. He's you know, you can see he's a goal scorer. But, you know, that was supplemented by a solid base with Scusi and Tom, I thought.
Scusi, in particular, in the first half, was phenomenal, wasn't he? Ran the show, everything seemed to go through him in the centre of the park.
Yeah, he's such an important player for us and has been for the last, 4 years, is it? Ever present. I've never dropped him. Never. I don't think I've ever left him. He might tell me. I don't think I've ever left him out, ever. When he plays like that, it's not likely to happen either.
And important to build on Saturday. Everybody said, you said it, Luke Chambers said it in the press. Fans were saying, right, you were so good away from home. We want more of the same at home now.
Yeah, and we'll endeavour to do it. I've tried to create an attacking team. If you watch our training sessions, everything's keep ball, below head height, pass and move. It's nice when it works.
Is that as good a performance in your time here? Do you think you scored five away at Rotherham, but with all due respect to them, Sunderland a step up in opposition tonight?
We did score five at Rotherham. That was a good performance. You know, this has been all round better. I think Rotherham... Well, I remember one of the kick-outs and Dougie nicked it and scored and he blasted it through the keeper, and there were some mistakes in that. I thought some good goals from them as well, I seem to remember. I thought we've picked holes in their back four and their team today. I thought we've played really well and created good goals. So, no, that's a better performance than the Rotherham one. And if we have had a better one, I can't, you know... We beat Nottingham Forest here one night 2-0. It was a great, and we beat Derby here, and we beat Palace here when we got after and beat them 3-0. And really high intense, hard working but good quality performances. But I don't know any of them match that tonight. Anyway, it's the most recent, so it's the best one.
Whilst the game's underway, as a manager, how much can you enjoy it? It's obvious how much supporters are enjoying it. We're enjoying it as well, but you've clearly got 101 things on your mind and you're concerned about them getting it back to 4-3 at one stage. Do you enjoy the game? Just the final whistle.
I've enjoyed the final whistle going. bits and pieces. Of course, I enjoy seeing the goals going, but it was anxious. If they, you know... Just after half time, just reminded me of Bartman, a good save from the header. They hit the crossbar at 4-2. He scores a great goal as McGeady. But then he's hit the crossbar. And if it goes to 4-3, they'd have momentum, you know, and we'd suddenly start getting leggy. And as it turned out, we kept nicking the other goal, so it put it to bed, the fifth one. Enjoy it. I'm enjoying it now.
A word on Luke Higham. He's had some more surgery, hasn't he, in the last 24 hours. He's had a terrible last couple of years.
He has. Let's hope this one is a final one for him. They've removed a bit of scar tissue, I think, from his side of his knee and done a release on it. Fingers crossed, please God, he's going to be all right, because, you know, his contract comes up at the end of the season. He'll be feeling it. He needs to get back training and playing, so let's hope this will resolve it for him.
And an arm around his shoulder as well.
Of course, they all get that all the time. I rang him today. He don't just had his op. He was a bit groggy. I hope he remembers I called him. No, he does. He was. They all get the arm round about our place. You know, there's a really good feel about it from everybody. So they all feel for each other.